The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Compared to the stars of the pop music machine, global artists make their music in relative obscurity. But that's not to say they don't have incredible stories to tell. There's the story of Puerto Rican innovator Abraham Gomez Delgado, who for more than a decade thrived on being at the center of the massive musical conversation of an avant-garde Latin big band. He left that behind, moved to the Bronx, and pursued a degree in professorship in sound art at Bard College. But he missed all those voices and ideas, so he invented his own instrument, which he called the Ija. The complex setup allowed him to come home, close the door, and become a one-man salsa band. Then, one winter, the heat didn't work in his tiny apartment. Bills were piling up, and he fell into a deep depression. He sought help and was prescribed pills, which left him in a deadened stasis. No longer able to handle the company of other humans, he immersed himself in the Ija and shut out the world. Somehow, he began a relationship with his current partner, jewelry designer Olya Toporovsky. She recognized the need to wean him off those pills, and his soul gradually reawakened through her efforts and the power of the musical instrument he had invented. His senses reopened, and eventually, he revived the band, Zamog El Gallo Bueno. He's just released the You, Me, Too trilogy, a collection of lost songs and startling new material that hints at the future. My name is Cal Coates. Zamog El Gallo Bueno is standing by, but there's no more intriguing story than that of Sixto Rodriguez, a Hispanic American who couldn't get arrested in the States, but became a star in South Africa and then disappeared. There were rumors of suicide. Some said he shot himself on stage. He became the subject of an acclaimed biopic, Searching for Sugar Man. Now a global sensation, Rodriguez performs two sold-out shows at the Vogue Theater in Vancouver, November 10th and 11th. There aren't any more tickets, but we have Rodriguez right here. It's an odd place to start, but you're going to enjoy this ride on the world side with Heikki's Suburbia Bus Tour, Rodriguez, from World Beat Canada.
Did you read the Sunday paper about the strong stomach 25 who from an expedition all came back alive from that hostile country where only the stones survive on Heikki's Suburbia Bus Tour 1? Picture taking tourists. The war was half a deal. The natives can't believe it. It all seems so unreal. Just to ask the question, now how does it feel on Heikki's Suburbia Bus to ride? Two unscheduled stops. Watch them kill the crabgrass, but look out for the cops. Hospitals for flowers, the matron ladies cry. Itchy trigger fingers as our caravan waltz by. Overcrowded laughter, cause they're all 4 gallons high on Heikki's Suburbia Bus to ride. Read the Sunday paper. Though you may disagree about the maiden voyage of poets A to Z, none confused to answer that happiness is free on Heikki's Suburbia Bus to ride. We'll be right back.
There's a guy with some wild music ideas he just has to get out of his head. Abraham Gomez Delgado and his band Zamog El Gallo Bueno from the album You, Me, Too trilogy. That was Calma Tus Calores. And before that, the incredible story of Rodriguez, who finally gets his just acclaim some 40 years after he totally disappeared. And Heike Suburbia Bus Tour, that comes from an album called Coming From Reality, which was recorded in 1970. Let's update things to the 21st century with Vancouver's very own Coco Jafro from the album Voodoo. This is Kalayan, or Song for Freedom.
vibe of World Beat Live.
Boy, we threw Coco Jaffro on the World Beat stage at the Rio Tinto Alcan Dragon Boat Festival this past summer, and did they ever light the crowd up? Amexum Reggae Cultural Society in Calabash Bistro is proud to present the third annual Reggae Remembrance Day celebration with four-time Juno Award-winning reggae artist Exco Levi, alongside Vancouver's Jam Down Saturdays DJ LT Irie, Tuesday, November 10th at 7 p.m. at Calabash Bistro. For more information, check out Amexum Roots Reggae Cultural Society on Facebook. DJ Anjali and the Incredible Kid, BDX, with Teaspoon, that's Tarun Nair from Delhi to Dublin, will be at the Biltmore Cabaret Tuesday, November 10th. And starting November 10th, running through the 14th, the Kulch Historical Theatre and Diwali Fest present Sunya, guided by the Indo-Armenian dancer and choreographer Roger Sinha, and Iranian-born gatherer of musical pearls Kia Tabassian. Four dancers, three musicians, a sound designer, and a video artist break boundaries to create a truly unique artistic experience. Rwandan-Canadian Ezra Quizera from Vancouver is on the verge of releasing a brand new album. His third disc was called Freedom, and we've got a treat for you from that, called Umunsi Wabami, on World Beat Canada Radio. Our home base is 98.3 Roundhouse Radio. My name's Cal Coat.
Me bicicleta. esta, baby, me gusta. Me gusta mi bicicleta, baby, me gusta. Tell you, baby, you wanna ride me? You better learn how to ride your
I think that was Vancouver Mayor Gregor Robertson pedaling past in his spandex. Spanglish Fly from New York, an 11-piece recreate the 60s Boogaloo Puerto Rican sound with Mi Gusta Mi Bicicleta. And before that, Vancouver's own Ezra Quizera from Freedom and Umunsi Wabami. I'll be looking forward to his new release. I'm also looking forward to the next half hour of World Beat Canada when we'll be joined by the members of Atlas Mayor from Austin, Texas, who explore Middle Eastern sounds and rhythms and improv jazz. Time for your touch of the familiar, and the 80s new wave brought us all kinds of oddball radio hits. One of my favorites took us south of the border with Wall of Voodoo, and today we have a remake of that track by Monterrey, Mexico's Kinky, one of the new music innovators of the electro rock scene in Mexico. Dialing in Mexican radio from World Beat Canada.
Angels, what does he say?
I'm on a Mexican radio.
Hey, hey,
I'm on a Mexican radio.
Hey, 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 hey. I dial it in and tune the station. They talk about the U.S. inflation. I understand just a little.
No comprendo hay mucho ruido.
I'm on a
Krutha or Carne Cruda?
You don't understand just what does he say?
To my hometown incognito, to forget about it all. Suddenly I heard, hey there papito,
Pito.
You don't ever give a call. Remember me, we used to skip school together. Said to me, drunk girl, policeman. Now where have you been all my life? I've been skipping school since then. Yeah, I've been watching trains swiftly rolling by. I've been jumping them without long goodbyes. To uncover rules of life and how to break them well. And a key to my gypsy autopilot and my story to tell. So we ran to outskirts of our town, to the working man dance hall. We played piano, yano off the chairs about to fall. Then we climbed the ladder to the attic, where once I showed her my first song. Above the street were all them crazy dreamers, still talking nonsense all night long. Hey, whoa, 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 nonsense all night long. And trains swiftly rolling by. I've been jumping down without long goodbyes. To uncover rules of life and how to break them well. And a key to my gypsy autopilot and my story to tell. So yeah, hey. Watching trains swiftly rolling by. One day you will be gone without long goodbyes. To uncover rules of life and how to break them well. And a key to your gonzo turbo gypsy autopilot and your story to tell. Story to tell.
From Pura Vida Conspiracy, that is Gogol Bordello, and the voice of Eugene Hutz, who was born in Boyavka, Russia, and got shuffled around a lot. He suffered a lot of hardship as a kid, and he's now a successful actor and band leader for this twisted band called Gogol Bordello, who bring a lot of Roma influence to the fore. That was Gypsy Autopilot. Atlas Maior, take control of your radio in a moment. Wherever you have found us, we are World Beat Canada, and we are broadcasting from 98.3 Roundhouse Radio in Vancouver. My name is Cal Coote. Austin, Texas has become a mecca for modern music, but for local band Atlas Maior, they've set their sights eastward for inspiration, bringing tonalities and textures from the cradle of civilization to the fore on their new EP, Kiev. Oud player Charlie Lockwood and alto sax man Josh Thompson and Ted Kamet, the percussionist, are on the phone line. How are you guys doing?
Been great.
It's great to be here.
Hey, hey. Thanks for having us.
You've got a conference call and a receptionist. Things are looking up. Let's back up to 2014's Palindrome, the two-disc album that escaped our radar, unfortunately. Was that album instrumental in developing the sounds that we're hearing now in the new EP?
Definitely instrumental and influential into how we evolved as a band. That was a completely live, improvised double album that we actually recorded prior to our tour in Istanbul in 2013. So that's definitely informed our future music, but the new EP is more composition-driven.
Yeah, we were sort of exploring different methods of improvisation and different techniques and conceptual arrangements and different soundscapes and things like that, and the entire record was improvised. There was no set composition. And the new release, Kiev, is sort of us working through finished ideas that we've been working on for a little while.
Gotcha. Okay, I gotta ask though, 2014 you release a double album, and for 2015 fans get a three-song EP. Have you put them on a diet?
Well, you know, we thought that maybe we could fast this year a little bit. You know, we had a lot of tracks, you know, on the double album. We thought that this would be, you know, a little more refined finished material. So yeah, it's a little lighter snack.
Nice. We're used to hearing the Oud's muted plucking paired with the flowing, more languid reed voices of, say, the Turkish Zurna, or in modern arrangements with a clarinet, for instance. What inspired this pairing of Oud and alto sax? That's kind of new to me.
This is Joshua, the saxophonist. And for me, I grew up listening to Middle Eastern music. I'm originally from Dearborn, Michigan, a suburb of Detroit. It's an Arab enclave.
Okay.
So I had these sounds in my ears for many years, and it's kind of funny how it all came together in Austin, Texas, of all places, to be playing this type of music. I never really had imagined it happening here, but it was a goal of mine to write music and to learn Arabic music with oud players. And you know, Charlie and I hit it off when we met in late 2010.
Yeah, and I think tonally it works pretty well, actually. You know, the oud has a pretty dynamic range, and saxophone does as well, so we can kind of stay out of each other's way when we need to, and also complement each other well. So, and you know, the saxophone has been common in Arab orchestras since the, I'd say, you know, 60s or 70s. So it's been an instrument that Middle Eastern traditions have adopted, because can play the microtones on the instrument, which Josh is getting pretty good at.
I had no idea. I didn't know that. See, you're always learning something new in this program. Now, you mentioned a tour to Istanbul. Did you go, like, to the Eastern world to learn some of these techniques and tonalities?
Definitely. Definitely we did. In fact, the entire band spent a week taking individual lessons prior to the start of our tour there. So, for example, Teddy was studying with Darbuka master Bunyamin. Charlie was studying with Najati Celik on oud. And then I was studying with saxophonist Robert Regal, who's actually from the U.S. originally.
World Beat Canada is on the air with Atlas Mayor from Austin, celebrating the release of their new EP, Kiev. Connect with the band at their homepage. It's atlasmayor.com. That's ATLASMAIOR.com. Atlas Mayor, by the way, is the very first atlas of the world, created in 17th century Amsterdam. Am I right, guys?
That's right.
Speaking of places and things, Josh and Charlie and Ted, the cover of Kiev is very stark and striking, so we made it our album cover of the week. What are we looking at there? Is that Monument Valley?
That is actually Shiprock.
In Monument Valley?
No, it's in New Mexico.
Oh, it's in New Mexico. Okay. Can you give a shout-out to the other contributor on the album, and that is Gary Calhoun James on double bass. Now, there's a jazz influence again. A longtime collaborator?
Oh, yeah. Well, Gary, when he added his foundations for bass, it really made the record sound that much more full. With me, this is Teddy, actually, speaking. With me on drums, usually when we play as a trio, I have to fill out more of my bass tones, hitting the floor toms, the bass drums, and stuff like that. But when it came to the studio, I had to make way for Gary's sound to fill up that foundation. Quite a bit of tweaking in order to make that work, but it was tricky, but it came out with an awesome product in the end.
And Gary has been a longtime collaborator with your group, actually. He's been playing on and off as a performer since the group's founding, if I'm not mistaken. We've recorded our last two albums with him at his studio, actually, Bell Tree Studios. And so Gary engineered the latest album as well as Palindrome.
Where are your sights set in the immediate future?
Well, you're going to have us out in Vancouver, hopefully. So.
Love to.
Yeah, we would love to come out to the West Coast. We haven't been out to the West Coast of the U.S. or the West Coast of Canada, so we would love to do something like that. We've also toyed with the idea of returning overseas for another tour as well. So the future is bright, and we're excited to make some things happen in 2016.
This is Teddy. I actually have a lot of family in Canada, so it'd be great to go visit them and be able to...
Whereabouts are they?
Toronto, Vancouver, and Edmonton.
Well, thanks, and congratulations, Josh, Charlie, and Ted. And let's wrap this up with Cynthia's Tears. I'll let any one of you field this. Can you set up this track for us?
Sure. Cynthia's Tears is kind of a piece that came out of an idea that we were working on in rehearsal one day. And came up with an oud line, and Joshua added what I think is kind of a sad-sounding saxophone line. I don't know if he would describe it that way. You know, we worked through the idea, and it was meant to be, you know, a tight piece that kind of explores a lot of different ranges of emotion and sound, and so we kind of built it from there. And we're very excited that people seem to like this track. We'd love to know what you guys think of it. Thank you.
Keeping the temperature up from the Middle East with Atlas Mayor to the Caribbean with Wesley from Montreal, actually. And he explores the music of the Antilles with Ile. My thanks to the guys from Atlas Mayor. Congratulations on Kiev. Caracas, take us back to Vancouver. An emerging Latin punk band with a unique sound, Dale to Bongo, is straight ahead on World Beat Canada. My name is Cal Cote. We'll be right back.
charity.
Empresario, papi, otra vez, tú sabes, hey, pa' vacilar, pa' guarachar.
Empresario sit atop our World Beat Top 30 for the month at worldbeatcanada.com. Look for the chart and look for the review of the album at our reviews page. You can search by artist or you can search by album title. That was Sal Sol from The Vibes, Muy Tropicaliente. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calco Pyre Communications. My name is Cal Cote. Check out Celt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser. Lord Mouse and the Calypso Cats from Berlin will take us home with Edward VIII. But our last word goes to St. Augustine, who said, "The world is a book, and those who do not travel read only a page.
It's love, love alone, Gustin Edward leave the throne. It's love, love alone, Gustin Edward leave the throne. I know King Edward was noble and great, but his love did cause him to abdicate. It's love, love alone, Gustin Edward leave the throne. And he got the money, and he got the talk and the fancy walk just to see New York. It's love, love alone, Gustin Edward, you leave a throne. You can take my throne, you can take me crown, but leave me missing to renown. It's love, love alone, Gustin Edward, you leave a throne. Come a reel, come a roll up on me mind, I can't leave me Simpson behind. It's love, love alone, Gustin Edward, leave a throne. If a plane and a ship don't carry me free, gonna walk me Simpson across the sea. It's love, love alone, Gustin Edward, leave a throne. On the 10th of December you heard the talk when he gave the throne to the Duke of York. It's love, love alone, Gustin Edward, leave a throne. Love, love alone, Gustin Edward, leave the throne. It's love,
it's love, love alone, Gustin Edward, leave the throne.
And Baldwin went to break down his stand, he said, I'm giving up with my government. It's love, love alone, Gustin Edward, leave the throne. Now he's a victim of circumstance, and now they live in the south of France. It's love, love alone, Gustin Edward, leave the throne. Church bell ring and he said good luck to that bachelor king. It's love, love alone, Gustin Edward, leave the throne. It's love, love alone, Gustin Edward, leave the throne. It's love, love alone, Gustin Edward, leave the throne.
Calco Pirate Communications.